You're late. I've been there since 8.
8 o'clock? I didn't know this place opened at 8.
Dave Starsky is a by-the-book, dedicated police detective. Ken Hutchinson would rather skip a few chapters in that book and just have a good time.
Hutch, you've got a lot of explaining to do.
I know. I understand. Look, I was trying to infiltrate one of the East Side gangs and work my way up to the big fish. It's pretty simple.
You haven't filed a report, turned in any money, or you haven't even arrested anybody.
How can I arrest him? They'll know I'm a cop.
Oh, I wouldn't worry. I don't think you're in any danger of being mistaken for a real cop.
Ben Stiller, who co-stars as Starsky, says he has fond memories of the original TV show that starred Paul Michael Glaser and David Soul.
I was like 10 years old when it came on the air, so it was sort of like, you know, I was the target demographic, I think. And we would play it all the time. And doing the movie, that was sort of the impetus. Of, like, it would be so much fun to do this, because I used to do it for fun when I was a kid.
Let me ask you something. Which one do you like, because we're going to stick to this?
Well, I've always had a thing for blondes.
Good, because I'll take anything.
Owen Wilson brings his drawl and droll humor to the character of Hutch, but he says the film is not meant as a spoof of the TV series.
We didn't go into it thinking we're going to make like a parody of Starsky and Hutch, because I didn't really think of the show as a parody. I remember thinking it was really cool. Obviously, this is like funny, and when you go back and see the show now, there is funny stuff in it, kind of, but a lot of that's just kind of, you know, nature of it being in the 70s, and it's just kind of different now. But we just kind of tried to honor what David Soul and Paul Michael Glaser kind of created, and then make it a little bit funnier.
I'm sorry, did I say something that was funny?
Come on, stop it. He's kidding.
No, I'm not kidding. I want to see some hermits right now who are confiscating those weapons.
Hey, slow up, man. Around here, we govern ourselves. Think of us like Luxembourg. You dig?
No, I don't dig.
That's hip-hop music star Snoop Dogg as Huggy Bear, the well-dressed informant who always gets the info that the two undercover cops need to get the bad guys.
Yeah, I was a fan of the TV show. You know, as a kid, I watched it a lot. You know, I used to run home from school to check it out. You know, I'm a kid from the 70s, so Starsky and Hutch, What's Happening, Good Times, The Jeffersons, you know, TV shows like that, we had to watch them. And I liked, you know what I'm saying, Huggy Bear. He was sharp. He was a cool dude.
I am an urban informant. I am not a snitch.
All right, let's get that outfit.
Outfit? Oh, no. You know Huggy Bear wouldn't wear that, man. Y'all gonna have to come with something better than that. Y'all got to take that back to Florida. That ain't me, baby.
Director Todd Phillips, whose previous films include the hit comedies Old School and Road Trip, praises what he calls the comedic chemistry between Stiller and Wilson. And although there is action, it is about police officers, after all. Phillips says he did not try to make an action film.
We were obviously making a funny movie. So I did not want to suddenly then sort of try to compete with the level of action in The Matrix or in a Jerry Bruckheimer movie or even in Charlie's Angels. I always use the word lo-fi. I wanted to make a lo-fi action movie. I wanted to make a movie that felt like it could have been made in 1975. So we didn't want, you know, people didn't climb up walls in 1975 and flip over each other and do all these weird, fancy, you know, martial arts moves. You know, we wanted to make a movie where, you know, the action was you punch a guy in the stomach and throw him through a window. That was our action. So in everything, costume, music, set design, and in the movie, you know, in the actual what happens in the movie, we wanted to keep it true to that.
Co-stars Wilson and Stiller have different approaches to comedy, but that doesn't mean they are like their characters, at least not too much.
There's not that much of an identification between, you know, the way Starsky sort of begins the movie as this kind of uptight guy and Ben in real life. I mean, there is something to the fact that maybe I'm from Texas, so Ben will kind of accuse me of being more laid back and kind of not taking things as seriously. And sometimes I resent that because he kind of positions himself as like the kind of workaholic and everyone else is just kind of like...
No, I think I just expect sometimes, you know, like there's a looseness that Owen has.
Don't
sort of like
that.
A looseness.
If you lose the looseness, you lose 80% of what I'm about.
Things like knowing your lines or showing up on time falls under the category of looseness with Owen.
I like your style. I like your moves.
Starsky and Hutch also features Vince Vaughn as the villain. Amy Smart and Carmen Electra play cheerleaders that the two heroes wind up dating. And there's a surprise cameo by Paul Michael Glaser and David Soul, the aging stars of the original TV show. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.